Pocket of World. So today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim HaKodesh, is daf Nun. We're still a little bit behind, and we are holding on the bottom of Memtet Amud Beit, and we wanted to start the sugya today about which of the Chiyuve Mitot, Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek, which one is more chomer than the other. We found a machlokas in the Mishnah. So we had spoken about yesterday whether the way that the Mishnah is written, is this the way in which Mishnahs are normally written, that when they're in a particular list, the list has a actual meaning in that order or not necessarily. And we pointed out that obviously in this Mishnah, where the whole machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is in terms of which one is graded as more chomer, obviously here it makes a difference. So let's go to Skila, Sreifa, Herek, V'chenek, and get into the Gemara. Skila, Chamura, Misreifa. So now, the order that it's written in which Skila comes first, we're actually questioning, how do we know that? Where do we get that from? So it's clear to us that Skila is more chomer than Sreifa, because it is the Chiyuv Misa that is given by the Torah to Megadev and to Oved Avodat Gilulim. So this would seem on the surface to be the most chomer of things. And if the Torah considers somebody who is mekalel es Hashem, or is oved averes kechomim, to be doing such an avera that he gets skila, it's quite clear that that must be the most chomer way that he can be punished. And what is the chomra of the chait? Obviously, sheken poshet yado biikar. What it is that he's doing is he is setting himself up against the most foundational of all of the elements in the Torah? Well, I could say that maybe Sreifa is even more chomer than Skila. Shekin nitna lebat kohen shezinta. Why? What's so chomer about a bat kohen shezinta? Shekin mechalelet et aviha. And that is more chomer. Now, what would be the svara for that? A bat kohen, now, this is going to be a central item in today's entire daf. And it's important that we recognize now that we have really three different areas, which we're going to turn into four different areas. Now, we need to consider in the question of adultery. So, in a normal case of adultery, normal, I mean, a Bas Yisrael, we don't have the specific confusion of it being a Bat Kohen, and it's also a case of a Nisua. So she's fully married. They've been living together, husband and wife. And now she commits adultery with somebody else. So in that case, we say that the chiyuv is a chenek. But we have two special cases. One special case is an arusa, and that is any arusa of a bas Yisrael. We're not talking about a kohen. And a na'ara, who is an arusa, is given a special case of chiyuv, and that is that she is actually given skila. So there's something special about an arusa, which we'll discuss later. We have another special case, and that's the case of a bat kohen. So the Torah says, bat kohen ki techel is not, et avia hi mechalelet, and therefore she gets sreifa. And at this point, we're suggesting that maybe the fact that in this particular case, the Torah says that it was a avia imichalelet, that makes her puts her into a position in which she is attacking on a personal level something that is so affected by what it is that she did. The entire family is affected. Her parents are looked down upon. In that case, people no longer are mechabed, the kohen, and according to many, they're not mechuyev to be mechabed, the kohen, in this case where he has a daughter who committed adultery. So in there, we might consider that to be even more chomer, because it's something that is a personal going out and hurting those that she owed. Now, you'd think that obviously still to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being mechalel L'shem Hashem, I mean, that would be more chomer than the chalela tataviya, wouldn't you? But apparently the idea over here is that there's not really anything that affects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. because as the pasuk says, you're not hurting me, you're just hurting yourselves. But in the case of the relationship with the father, there really is an immense impact on the family. And therefore, you might think that in order to make that impression, the Torah gives her sreifa, and that shows that sreifa is the most chomer thing. Possibly. Answers the Gemara, no. Because our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan that hold a nesua is yotze l'sreifa, v'lo arusa. So now we're making actually four different categories. So what we're saying is there is a general din of adultery. Okay, that is considered to be chenek. Then we have a bat kohen, who is a nisua. And that bat kohen, who is a nisua, is yotze l'sreifa. And then we have a nara ha'meurasa, which according to the Rabbanan, doesn't matter whether she's a Yisraelit or whether she's a bat kohen, she would be actually chayev skila. So that would mean, because it's just a svara, if we know that skila is more chomer, and skila is what is given to any nara murasa, so then when the Torah says that a bat kohen ki techel is not, is v'tisarev, that can't be making her less chomer than it would a regular non-bat kohen, would it? And therefore, it seems to be quite clear that it was only referring to a bat kohen, ki techel is not as a married woman. But enochinami, as an arusa, she would be given skila, which is more chomer. So that is very consistent in terms of the rabbanan. But a bat kohen, who was not a arusa, in which case, had she been a Yisraelit, she would have been chayevet in chenek, and now she's chayev in sreifa. Yes, the sreifa is more chomer, but the skila remains more chomer than the sreifa, because we're only taking her out the sreifa to make her more chomer than the case of chenek, in which she had been a Yisraelit. So since midafka rachmana la rusa beskila, shma mina skila chamura. So since the rabbanan hold that she is chayevet skila, and that means that as the two chumrets she has, first of all, she's a bat kohen, and there she would have gotten sreifa, but she's also an arusa. And now we're going to make the arusa more chomer. We always make the arusa more chomer, as we'll see. In which case, if we made the arusa more chomer, beskila, so it seems clear that skila is actually more chomer. Fine. The way that we just said it over is actually the way that many Rishonim believe is the correct pshat. And it's based on the assumption that there is a mocker to the Rabbanan that is a given, namely that the Nesua is Yotze l'sreifa v'lo arusa. But as Rashi explains, if we don't know what that basis is, so then this is a very circular reasoning. We don't really know that when the Torah said that a bas kohen is Yotze l'sreifa, that it's only referring to a fully married Nesua, but that if she would be an arusa, she would get skila. We only know that because we've made up our minds that skila is more chomer. So how are we proving that skila is more chomer just because we made up our minds that that must be the din of the arusa bat kohen? Since skila is more chomer, therefore we give her skila and not sreifa, that proves that skila is more chomer. That's a little ridiculous. So as Rashi points out, Tosfos agrees with Rashi here, that we don't have any other mocker. As I say, there are other Rishonim. The Rama actually says that there is a pasuk, according to the Chachomim. But in any event, we'll take our Gemara just here. We'll leave it at this point on face value. And that would mean that, and which, as I say, there are Rishonim who hold that this is the correct way to understand the sugya, and that the very fact that we have evidence that the Torah actually makes a nesua only chayev sreifa, but the arusa of the kohen, we have to make her chayev skila, because otherwise we were being mekel on her. That's itself the raya that skila is more chamur than sreifa. How do we know that skila is more chamur Ben Sayef? Well, Skila Chamura Misayef, because if Skila is what is given to a Megadef and an Oved Avedis Kochavim, and what's so great about that? Well, we said, Kini Arman, we said he's Pashat Yadav Be'ikar. I mean, he is attacking the most foundational thing of all, Kini Amora. But I could tell you that Adaraba, maybe Sayef is more Chamura, because when you have an entire city that becomes an Ir HaNidachat, what do we do to those who worshipped Avodah Zorah in the Ir HaNidachat? And the Ir HaNidachat is very chomer. We burn everything that they own and so on, as we'll see in a moment. And the onesh that is given there is Sayef. So doesn't that imply that actually Sayef is more chomer? In which case, maybe the whole organization of our Mishnah is messed up over here. Umay chomer, what's so chomer that we see that Ir HaNidachat would be considered to be chomer? Because Momono Mavad, if the Torah is being mechayev you to actually destroy even the property of the Ir HaNidachat, now that's not something that comes up anywhere else, and therefore it must be that this would be the place that the Torah would give the most chomer of onashim, right? Ah, it's a nice svara, but it's obviously wrong. Because consider for a moment, Amrit, consider this. What would you say? Eze koach meruba. What would you say is something that should be punished more harshly? Koach hamediach or koach hanidach? You've got a guy coming around and he persuades everyone in the city to do avodah zarah. So who do you think is more blameworthy in this sense than the one who actually persuades them? He's the mediach. Or the ones who end up becoming subverted and seduced by him to go and to worship Avodas Kochavim. Havi Omer Koach HaMediach. I mean, we know the way that the Torah is makbid on a Mediach in a way that he's not makbid on anybody else. You're not supposed to be Malamed Alav Zechut. And, I mean, which is against the whole din of Yitzilah Haidah, and once it's determined, we don't go back and reopen it, even if we have new evidence, and it doesn't need Hatra'ah. I mean, all kinds of things that the Torah says are more chomer on a Mediach than on any other elf. So, if that's the case, that you admit that the Koyach HaMediach is greater, so note that the Braita makes it very clear that those who were the Medichim of the Ir HaNidachat, they are Chayev Skila. And the Nidachim are only Chayev in actually Sayef. So obviously, the Skila must be the Chomer one. That's the point. So you hear Mineu Bey from inside the very argument, there's no way for us to think that the Skila could be less Chomer than the Sayef. So that's out of the question. Now, what about the relationship of Skila to Chenek? Well, over here too, Skila must be more Chomer than Chenek, because that's what we use as an onish for Megadef and Oved Avodas Kochavim. We already pointed out, my Chumrek and Yamoran. We pointed out that that is very Chomer because of Pashat Yadav Be'ikar. Well, I could say that maybe Chenek is more Chomer because someone who is Makeh Aviv V'Imo, so he attacks, physically attacks his father or mother. And the chiyuv over there is chenek. So what's the chumra of that? Shekenu kash kvodan lechvod hamakom? We know that we compare kavedet avicha with kavedet Hashem me'oncha. So we see that the Torah is comparing, it's making a hekesh between the honor of a parent and the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavayocho. So maybe that is the most chumra, which is chenek. No. Impossible. Because remember that the Torah has given a din, a special din, of an arusa. Not a kohenet, but an arusa of a Yisrael. So what's the din of an ara amurasa? If she would have been fully married, so then she gets chenek. But if she's an arusa, then she gets skila. And that is called nivala in the Torah. Nivala asta. The Israel is not at Beit Avias. Obviously, the Torah views that as being something that is, I mean, it's just beneath all comment to destroy an incipient relationship. She's a betula, never slept with anyone, all ready to get married to someone else. Parents are all excited. And then she goes messing around with somebody else. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. So if the Torah views that as an Ivala, so and changes what would have been her onesh had she already been married, changes what would have been her onesh from chenek to skila, then obviously skila can't be less than chenek. It must be that skila is the chumrah. And that proves to us that skila is actually more chomer than chenek. So now we know that skila is more chomer than chenek. Skila is more chomer than saif. Skila is more chomer than sreifa. And therefore, our order putting skila first so far makes sense. Okay, now let's view the next level. So according to the Rabbanan, let me just remind you once again what it is that we're talking about in terms of the specifically somewhat confusing issue of the relationship between Nesua, Harusa, Yisraelit, and Kohenet. Because this, as I mentioned earlier, is going to be something we must have clear in order to be able to see the relative chumras. So again, an Eshet Ish, who is a Nesua with no special status, is Chayevet. I say Chayevet, I mean both partners, of course, male and female, would be Chayev Chenek for adultery. But there are special cases. If she was a Darusa at a stage in her life where life is just beginning, a time of innocence, a time of... So she is therefore in a particular situation of being a Nara Arusa. So at that point, the Torah is machber on her as a Bas Yisrael, not necessarily a Bas Kohen, and she is given Skila. So that gives us so far Chenek and Skila that would be involved in adultery. But there's also a Sreifa involved in adultery. And that is that the Torah says that a Bat Kohen ki techel iznot taviyah imichalelet, and then is Tisareif. So she is supposed to be Chayevet Sreifa. Now, it doesn't say over there whether we're referring to a Bat Kohen who is an Arusa or a Bat Kohen who is a Nesua. It seems to be saying that any Bat Kohen would be Chayevet as an Nara Hamurasa Sreifa. But if that were so, if that were so, it would mean that Sreifa would be more Chomer than Skila. Because that would mean that a Bat Yisrael who's in that situation is Chayevet Skila, but a Bat Kohen who has the special level of the Chashivut of the Kohuna, she would be Chayevet even more Sreifa. Now that was the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, remember. However, according to the Rabbanan who say that Skila is more Chamur, so then we'd have to understand that when it says Bat Kohen ki techel iznot taviyah imichalela beish tisareif, that that must only be referring to a Bat Kohen who is married. She's a Nesua. And therefore, instead of getting the normal Chenek, she gets Sreifa. But in the event that she would actually be an Arusa Bat Kohen, she couldn't be less than a Yisraelit who is an Arusa. And therefore, even though it didn't mention what Bat Kohen we're talking about, clearly, according to the Rabbanan, that Bat Kohen must be a reference to a Bat Kohen Nisu'ah, just a domesticated Bat Kohen, not a case where there's a special relationship to a Nara Mu'urasa of a Bat Kohen, right? That's the four different situations that we have. The variables are married as a Nesua, married as an Arusa, a Bat Kohen, or a Bat Yisrael, and those together yield us three different onashim that the Torah mentions, Chenek, Sreifa, and Skila. So keeping that in mind and recognizing that the machloket between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether Skila is Chomer or Sreifa is Chomer would have profound impact on how to understand the interrelationship of those elements. According to the Rabbanan, we're certainly not going to be mekel on a Bat Kohen, and therefore when the Torah said Bat Kohen ki techel iznot be'esh tisareif, it must mean when she's a Nesu'ah. Because otherwise, it would be silly to say, well, a Bas Yisrael who's an Arusa gets Skila, but a Bat Kohen only gets Sreifa. So we understand that it doesn't mean that. The Bat Kohen would also get Sreifa. Masha'in ked alibet Rabbi Yehuda, it means precisely what it says. Because a Bat Kohen always gets Sreifa, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is more Chomer than Skila. And that would be true, therefore, even if she were an Arusa she would be more chamor as a sreifa than if she had been a bas yisroel, who would have been a chayevet, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only skila. Okay? Those are the important variables to keep in mind. Otherwise, the sugya is confusing. If that's clear, then the sugya is as easy as the cholent that Gabi is cooking. Now, let's move on to the next stage. Sreifa chamura misayif. According to the Rabbanan, next in line of chumras is sreifa. And the sreifa is more chumra than sayif. Shekin nitna lebat kohen shezinta. Look, the more chumra, and the bat kohen is very chumra, like we said before. My chumra, shekin mechalila tataviha. And we take her out of normal onashim, and we give her sreifa. So that means that it must be more chumra if it's given as this tremendously important lesson to one who was mechalela tataviyah. Well, I mean, I could say that sayif is more chumra. I mean, people in an irani dachat that worship avodah zarah, they get sayif. Isn't that more chumra? Why? As we said, by chumra shekein mamona mavad, we know that the Torah is very machmer on an irani dachat to burn all of the things in the city, and that must mean that it's more chumra. No, I'll tell you why we don't say that, says the Gemara. Because if you take a look at the language of the pasuk, where we say, et avia hi mechalelet. Now, we have two places where it uses the lashon of avia. So we have the idea of avia that is mentioned by skila, and we have an avia that is talking about a case where she's a nara hamu'urasa. So we have a lashon of avia. And we have a lashon of avia also in the case of the bat kohen, where it says, et avia imichalelet. In the case of a normal arusa, it says, ki nivala asta nivala b'Yisrael liznot beit avia. So in both cases, the Torah uses the word avia, which teaches us that just like when it says avia, in the context of the sreifa by the bat kohen, that sreifa is actually more chomer, the same way that avia is making it more chomer by giving her skila. So the very language of avia points to the fact that we are being machmer on her. And therefore, it's an excuse, when it's said by sreifa, to tell me that why are we going all the way up to sreifa? That means that sreifa is chomer misayif. Now, the last thing that we'd have to prove is that sreifa is chamura mechenek. Why? Well, look at the difference. A bat kohen is more chamur than a regular case of adultery. What's the din of a regular case of adultery without any unique circumstances such as arusa or such as kahuna? Chenek. But if we're talking about a bat kohen, that chenek turns into sreifa. So, obviously, my chumra, we pointed out already before, the avia michalelet is more chumra because of this, that he loses the chashivas of his kahuna, and therefore, obviously, if we're changing the bat kohen and we're making her, instead of chenek, we're making her a bat sreifa, then sreifa must be more chumra than the chenek. That follows the pashtas, says the Gemara, but you could argue that maybe chenek is chumra because, look, like we said before, chenek is given to a maka avi ve'ima, and we explain that that's very chamur, because she can hukash kvodam lechvodam makom, because the Torah compares to be chavedet avicha ve'timecha and chavedet Hashem yonecha, so obviously it's very chamur, right? No, because that's impossible. Since b'diavki rachmona l'nesua bat kohen miklal nesua bat yisro michenek l'sreifa, forget about the arusa. What's the din of a nice domesticated situation where you have a woman who commits adultery? The chiyuv over there is chenek. And yet, if she is a special case woman, namely, that she's a Bat Kohen, well, we understand that when it says Bat Kohen Tichel is no, definitely includes the case of Nesua. That's the given. The question only is whether it applies even to an Arus or an Arus moves up the Skila. But certainly we've taken out the Bat Kohen from the normal situation where adultery leads to Chenek, and we've said that in this case, adultery leads to Sreifa. So obviously Sreifa is more Chomer than Chenek. That's not even open to discussion. And we also know the last two relationships was Saif Chenek. Those were the last two. So how do we know that Saif is more Chomer than Chenek? Well, it's Nitan Anshe Ira Nidachat, and we've already pointed out. An Ira Nidachat, clearly the Torah is interested in being Machmeran by Chumra because the money is burnt. Shekein Mamonam Avat. Now, here you could make the same argument we said before, that Chenek is more Chomor because it's given to Maka Ovi Ve'imai, and why is that more Chomor? Shken Hukash Kvedam Lefar Hamokim, and even so, that's not reasonable. A Pashot Poshet Yado Biikar is more serious than Maka Ovi Ve'imai, and a Poshet Yado Biikar certainly would, therefore, we can't possibly say that the idea over here of Hamaka Aviv Imo would be more Chomer. Okay, that is the Chachomim. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, the order in the Mishnah is very different. He says Skila comes first, then Chenek. And he also says that in terms of the last two, it's also inverted. Namely, that Chenek comes first, and then Saif. Okay, so we're going to have now an entire set of different limudim, according to Rabbi Shimon. So explain to me, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, why do we say that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila? Ah, because remember that the Bat Kohen that was Mizana is given, actually, Sreifa. Whereas in a case of a Bat Yisroel in the same situation, meaning an Arusa. Now remember that when the Torah said Bat Kohen Ki Techel Iznot, it doesn't make any distinction between an Arusa and a Nesua. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means exactly what it says. There is no distinction, which would mean that a Bat Kohen Arusa would be given Sreifa, whereas a Bat Yisroel, an Arusa, would be given Skila. So that shows we're certainly not being makel on the Bat Kohen, are we? So that shows that the Bat Kohen who was given Sreifa, the Sreifa is more Chamor than the Skila. And what is the Chumra over there? Shekein Bechalelet Etavia. As we said before. Now, you could say that just in terms of the rationale, and Skila should be more Chamor because it's been given to a Megadev and to an Oved Averis Kechovim. And as we said earlier, that is a terrible chate because it's poshet yado be'ikar. It's touching on the very foundations of all. But, as we explained, this is Rabbi Shimon l'shitato. According to Rabbi Shimon, when the Torah says bat kohen ki techel is not, it meant achat arusah v'achat nesuah. Both of them are yotzei l'sreifa. So that means that there's no possible way. Don't argue with me about the logic of it. It's quite clear, if the Torah took a Bat Kohen out of the general set of Arusot, where there would be a din of Skila, and turned the particular case of the Bat Kohen into Sreifa, so obviously the Bat Kohen is more Chamor, and that proves that it's Sreifa that is more Chomor. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Sreifa is also more Chomor than Chenek, because, as we said, it's given to a Bat Kohen Shesinta, which Chumra is, like we said before, Tavia Michalelet. Ah, you could say that Chenek is more Chamor because it's given to a Maka Avi Ve'imai. And, as we said before, that's more Chamor because Hukish Kvodam Lechvod Hamokam. But, again, as we've already said, if the Torah has taken out a Nesua Bat Kohen from the general set of a Nesua, and what is that? Chenek. And in this case, the Torah says, yes, but if she's a Bat Kohen, Chenek is not enough for such a heinous sin. Actually, she is Nisrefet, so doesn't that tell you straight out that the Sreifa is more chamur? Okay. Furthermore, Sreifa is also more chamur from Sayef. Proof, Nitan Labat Kohen Shezinta. And what is the chamur of that? We've already said, the Bat Kohen Shezinta Tavia Mechalelet. So it must be that Sreifa is more chamur than Sayef. Now, of course, you could say to me, well, on the contrary, I mean, looking at it purely from the point of view of which chet is more chamur, we could say that Sayef is more chamur, because after all, if the Torah gives Sayef to Anshe Irani Dachat, and what's the chumra of Anshe Irani Dachat? As we explained, Shekein Mamonam Avad. So it must be that that is a very, very chamur sin, and the onesh is Sayef. So maybe Sayef is more chamur than Sreifa. Ah, but I've already explained that to you, man. Ask yourself, v'chiezek koach meruba, koach hamediach or koach hanidach? Who has done the bigger chet? The one who actually ended up seducing an entire city to go to be oved avodas kerchovim? Or one of those people who was in the audience? Well, we know that the Torah is machmer haviyomer koach hamediach. So since the medichim are actually, are chayev here in chenek, and the nidachim are chayev in this case sayev, so then the sayev must be, the chenek must be more chamur than the sayev. And that would mean that this is only, of course, true according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that the medichim are not given skila, they're given, according to him, and we're going to see this later on, and the Gemara is going to discuss, the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, but he brings a raya that the medichim are actually given chenek. So since they're given chenek, and the other ones who did the Aveda are given only hereg, so obviously chenek is more chomer. Once that's true, remember, it's only true according to Rabbi Shimon, once that's true, then we have a kal v'chomer. If chenek, we've just shown, is more chomer than sayef because of the relationship of the madichim to the nidachim and Rabbi Shita, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, so then sreifa, we just proved, we know that sreifa is more chomer than the chenek, so then sayef hakal lo kol shekein. So we've proven already that sayef is less chomer, so obviously, Sreifa is more chomer than that. So, okay, so that shows that, at least according to Rabbi Shimon's consistent shitas, that Sreifa is the most chomer. He only does this, however, by arguing about two fundamental elements. A, he holds that a Bas Kohen, who is an Arusa, is Chayevet, according to him, in Sreifa and not Skila, because according to him, Sreifa is more chomer. And B, the relationship between the Madichei Iranidachas and the Nidachim of the Iranidachas is a relationship of Chenek to Herek, Sayev. Whereas according to us, it's a relationship of Skila to Sayev. Fine. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he comes out because of this with a different approach to the relationship of Skila and Sreifa. Because of the Aranidachat element, he also comes out, of course, with a different relationship of Chenek to Sayef, the opposite of ours. We hold that the Sayef is more Chomer and the Chenek is Kal. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda ends up flipping the order of the Mishnah in both sets. The reason we call them different sets, remember, Rabbosai, is because we have two Botei Kforos, as a halacha l'Moshe miSinai. One of them is for the Rosh HaChamur, who is not buried with the Rosh HaKal, and one of them for the Rosh HaKal. The Rosh HaChamur is the set of Skila v'Sreifa. The Rosh HaKal, as we saw earlier, is the set of the Chenek and Herek. Okay, now let's move on to the next level in Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon also holds that Skila is next in line, and it is the second most chomer, which means that it has to be more chomer than chenek, which according to Rabbi Shimon is the third in line. So Let us take a look at how he knows that. Skila is more chomer than chenek. That is reasonable, considering that we give skila to a megadef and to an oved avedis kochovim, and we've already explained by chumra kirei amoron that he's poshet yodav beikar, and so on. Adaraba. We could say that chenek is more chamur, because it's given to maka avi ve'imai, and as we've already explained before, what is the chumra maka avi ve'imai? Shekein hu kash kvodam lechvod hamakom. But, once again, since the Torah has taken an arusa bat Yisrael, who would have been, had she been a nesua, would have been chayev chenek, and it makes her chayev in skila, so obviously skila is more chomor, because we're being more machmer on the arusa, at that nivalaz tabi Yisrael, than we are on the nesua. So that is for sure. That proves that. Now, skila is also more chomer than sayef, because that's what we do to a megadev and to an oved avedis kerchavim, and that is very chomer because it was pashat yadav beikar. Now we could tie in over here, sayef is more chomer because anche ira nidachat, even according to Rabbi Shimon, are actually nidain besayef. And again, what is the chumra of the ira nidachat? Shekein mamonam avat. And here, once again, we have the argument we said before. Amrit, who do you think should be punished more harshly? The Madichim or the Nidachim? Well, we know that the Torah is very makpid on the Madichim in being Mechayev and Maidiach in ways that no one else in Kol HaTorah Kula is Chayev. There's nowhere else where we combine, doesn't need Hatra'ah, hide the Edim, fool him into exposing himself, don't be malamed of schus, don't have any rachamim on him. I mean, these are, whoa. Okay, so obviously the koach hamediach, so then it's a kal v'chomer. Because since, according to Rabbi Shimon himself, the halacha is that the ones who are medichim are actually given chenek, and the ones who are the nidachim are given skila. So, we see from here, given that, we can make a kal v'chomer. If chenek, which is chomer misayev, Rabbi Shimon just proved that chenek is more chomer than sayev because of the relationship of in anche yer nidachas, the medichim and the nidachim. And nonetheless, we proved before that skila is more chomer than it, so then sayev, hakal, lo kol sheken, sayev, if you're talking about the relationship of Saif to Chenek, and Saif is more kal, again, according to Rabbi Shimon, than the Chenek, so then, of course, the Skila, which is more chomer even than Chenek, is certainly more chomer than Saif. So this, again, according to Rabbi Shimon, makes perfectly good sense. The only thing that is left as yet unaddressed is Chenek more chomer than Saif? And first, let's argue for the pashtas from the logic of what chet it's given for, because it's given to maka avi ve'imai, and the chumra of maka avi ve'imai is, as we said, that hukash koidam l'chlegam okam, and we already know where we're going, obviously, right? Adarabba, we can taina that sayef is more chumra because it's given to anshe yiran nidachat, and what's the chumra of anshe yiran nidachat? Shekein mamonam avad, you can already do this in your sleep, I'll bet, right? And again, we have the same standby solution to that taina, which is amrit, v'chiyez the koach meruba, consider, is the koach hamediach or the koach hanidach more chumra? And the Torah was more interested in being managed a mediach. And the din is, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to the Chachamim, the Madichim are beskila. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the Madichim are bechenek. So since the Madichim are given chenek, obviously they're more chomer than the sayef that is given to the nidachim. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yochanan used to put these things all together. And he would say like this, Margala Bapume de Rabbi Yochanan, just to recall, it's what it sounds like. We'll see that he's trying to actually make a point. A Nara Hamu'urasa, a Bat Kohen Shezinta, is b'skila, according to the Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Shimon, is b'seifa. So that was one of the fundamental differences. So according to Rabbi Shimon, since the Torah is more machbar on the Bat Kohen, so it takes her out of skila, if she's an arusa, the skila that she would have had she been an arusa bat Yisrael, and it makes her a chayevet sreifa because she's a bat kohen. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. According to the Chachamim, certainly the Nara Hamurasa would not be less if she's a kohenet than if she's a Yisraelite, and therefore when the Torah said bat kohen ki techel iznot, it certainly was not referring to a bat kohen arusa, because why would we make her only chayevet in sreifa? She should be chayevet like any other Nara Hamurasa in skila. That's the first point. The other point is that zinta me avia. Now, suppose talking about a normal Nara Hamurasa, a Bas Yisrael, but she actually goes and sleeps with her father. Now, sleeping with her father means that now there are two different issues here. One is that she's chayev sreifa, because anyone who sleeps with their father is chayev sreifa. And secondly, according to the Rabbanan, since she's a Nara Murasa, she is chayev skila as a Nara Murasa. So that would mean that according to the Chachamim who hold that skila is chamur, so the Nara Hamurasa would be given skila if she had slept with her father in her adultery. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says that no, since sreifa is more chamur, then she, of course, would be chayeved sreifa, as we said before. So if there were a situation over here where she's as a Bas Yisrael, would only be chayeved, according to Rabbi Shimon, I say only, would only be chayevet skila, since in this case the adultery she committed was with her own father, so therefore she's given the more chomer onesh, which is the sreifa. Yeah, okay, I mean, this is sort of boring, Rabbi Yochanan, you know? I mean, we've figured all this out, so what's the point? So, my kamashmon, are you telling us anything? Well, yes, he's explaining that if you're mechuyev two separate mitot, so according to Rabbanan, a nesua is yotze l'sreifa, velo arusa. So he's saying basically, why is it that according to the Rabbanan, that the nesua of the Bas Kohen was the one that was excluded, but an arusa Bas Kohen was certainly not taken out of the set of normal arusas to be given a lesser chiyuv, that the Rabbi Shimon, that's not true. Achat arusa, achat misua, is yotze l'sreifa. And what is the basis of that? V'tayma mai, because according to Rabbanan, skila is chomer, and according to Rabbi Shimon, sreifa is chomer. So what does that teach you? It teaches you that the end result here, the nafkamina, is to teach you that mishnit chayev shtei mitot beidin is nidon bechamura. So in this case, you're chayev two separate mitzvot, and that we didn't talk about before. Now, this is very problematic, because even though we didn't talk about it before, we do talk about it beferish later. The Mishnah says that mishi mechuyav shtei mitzvot beidin is nidon bechumra. So obviously there's a lot of discussion, so what's the point? When we get there, we shall, Bezrat Hashem, discuss that point, which is actually quite complicated because it involves hidden issues such as Isser Chal al Isser in the case of the father and such things. So when we get Bezrat Hashem, we've got another month till we get there, we'll have a chance to discuss that point. But right now what the Gemara is saying is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the added issue that he wanted us to be aware of is that in the event that she would be chayevet two separate mitot, for the same act of adultery, one because it was her father and one because she is the arusa, that we would give her the more chomer punishment. Okay. Now, we took for granted over here that according to Rabbi Shimon, the din is that a bat kohen, ki techer liznot, is an absolute, makes no difference whether she's a Bat Kohen Arusa or she's a Bat Kohen Nisua. And this played a central role in the whole discussion that we've had today about which is Chomer, Sreifa, or Skil. So I never really heard the basic machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbana. Could we go back to the roots of it? Which Rabbi Shimon are you referring to? My Rabbi Shimon. Well, the Tanya. The original Sfora of Rabbi Shimon is expressed in this bright. Rabbi Shimon Omer, look, there's two general rules, you know, that are said about a Bat Kohen. One rule has to do with the idea of a Arusa, and one rule has to do with a Nesua. Now, this is very misleading, because as we're going to see, the truth is that the rule that we're referring to here is one general klal, which is, Mot yumat hanoef v'hanoafet. Does it say anything about a Kohen or a Bas Yisrael? No. It says Stam Misa. And the din is that Stam Misa is chenek, as we're going to see. And that's what it says over here. The Torah speaks about the idea of an ish asher yinaf et eshet ish. Asher yinaf et eshet re'ehu. Doesn't talk about what you are, Yisrael, a Kohen, an Arusa, a Nesua. It simply says, if somebody commits adultery with another man's wife, and he sleeps with his friend's wife, mot yumat hanoefa noefet, that both of them are chayev stam misa, doesn't say what, and that means that you're chayev chenek. That is rule number one. Now, it's very misleading to say that that rule is a rule about Kohen, because on the contrary, it doesn't say a word about Kohen, and the Gemara is about to ask, what the heck are you talking about Kohen? Below Bat Yisroel? No, sorry. I mean, even about Kohen, meaning that there's no distinctions made. That's rule number one. Now, the rule number two was also a general din of a Nara Betulama or Asa. It doesn't say anything about the difference between a Kohen, a Bas Kohen, or a Bas Yisrael. All that it says is, Kiye Nara Betulama or Asa Le'ish. I don't know whether Le'ish is a Kohen, or Le'ish is a Yisrael. And it says over there, that if Bitsa'a Ish Be'ir V'shachav Ima, Vo'etzeitem Et Shnei Mashara Yirahu, So again, the other klal makes no distinction between Bas Yisrael, Bas Kohen, and it simply says that in the case of a Nara Me'urasa, the din is that it is not a Misa Stam, which would mean it's percentage, rather, it's specifically a Misa of Skila. So this puts things very clearly into perspective. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, if that's all the information we were given, so then we wouldn't know that there's any difference about an element of being a Bas Yisrael or Bas Kohen. Now, suddenly, we find that at least in one case, which is the Nesua, a Bat Kohen, Heichel Liznot, Hotzi HaKatuv, Nesua, Mechlal Nesua, and then it doesn't make any distinction in that Pasuk either. Because it says, Bat Kohen ki techer liznot. Does it say whether she's an Nesua? Does it say whether she's an Arusa? No. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, in effect, we have three general rules. The three general rules seem to come into conflict in one place. One general rule is that adultery is given an onesh of Misa Stam. And Misa Stam is chenek. The other general rule is that, well, in the event that it wasn't just a normal adultery, it was a Nara Murasa, then the Chiev is Skila. Then we have a third general rule that a Bat Kohen is, it doesn't say anything about the other elements, doesn't say about the Nesua and the Arusa. It just seems to say, throw in a third element, which is Bat Kohen, and the result is, voila, you get Sreifa. So let's take a look at all of those things, says Rabbi Shimon, and take them at face value. Each one of them is meant to cover a general set which involves its particular issues. And therefore, we now understand that there are three different elements. There's a din of the uniqueness of an arusa versus a nisua, and the uniqueness of a bat kohen as opposed to a bat Yisrael. Each one of these sets would build its din on the other, which would mean that the Torah would take out of the general klal a nisua bat kohen, and it would say she's chayevet in sreifa. But it's also taking out of the other general klal, which is the nara murasa, if she's a bat kohen, and it makes her chayev in sreifa. So in the same way, kishotzia katuv nisua, bichlal nisua lahachmir, obviously when we're talking about a bat kohen, who's a normal, fully married, went to the chuppah, that nobody disagrees with, right? We all understand that the least thing that the pasuk is saying is that a bat kohen is always going to be chayev sreifa if she is a married woman. So it makes her more chomer than it made the Bas Yisrael. That's clear, because the Bas Yisrael, the general case, was the least of the misas, which, according to Rabbanan, which is chenek, or a lesser misa, according to Rabbi Shimon, which is chenek, and therefore it's making her more chomer. So, since the Torah didn't make any difference between what her status was, it just mentioned the question of whether she's a bat kohen. And it says, Be'ishti Sarev. So obviously it's being more machmer on her. Had she been a bat Yisrael, she would only, I say, says Rabbi Shimon, only, very advisedly, she would only have been chayevet skila, but now she is chayevet something worse than skila. And what is that? Sreifa. So that is a clear-cut raya that sreifa is more chomer than skila. That is Rabbi Shimon's logic. And now that we see the whole thing in perspective, makes a great deal of sense. So according to the Rabbanan, we're going to have to adjust the way that we understand the general klal of a bat kohen to be only referring to one of the two possibilities in nisua v'arusa. But if it turns out she was an arusa, then she couldn't possibly be less than the Bas Yisrael. And therefore, she would be chayevet skila. Now, let's take, therefore, the implications over here of enim zomim. Now, there's also another very important issue. And that is, witnesses that come along, and they turn out to be zomim, and they had testified against a bat kohen. So they are the same, bichlal zomemei nisua bat Yisrael. So we end up learning out from a pasuk, which we're going to be seeing tomorrow, that the Aden, even though they had come to give a chiv against a bas kohen, which was sreifa, we're not machmer on them to give them sreifa. We're actually going to treat them only because they're not related to the kohen. So their pasuk is megala that they are given the lesser chiyuv, and they're given only, again, lesser according to Rabbi Shimon, they're given only skila. The zomemei arusa bat kohen, they are given what we would give a bichlal arusa bat Yisrael. I meant chenek. A zomemei arusa bat kohen, they come to bring witness, and it turns out that they were lying, they weren't even there, and they were testifying against a bat kohen who was an arusa. They don't get the chomor misa, according to Rabbi Shimon, of sreifa. We treat them as if they are just not part of that whole kahuna business, and they get the lesser misa, which an arusa bat Yisrael would have gotten, namely, they only get skila. Okay, so we're going to, again, this is all Rabbi Shimon, and this we learn out from a pasuk according to him. Now, Tana Rabban, if it would have said in the Torah, Ubat kohen ki techel, wouldn't have said ki techel lisnot. I would have understood that that word techel would have meant is michalelet, right? Okay, so if she is michalelet, that would mean maybe if she's michalo Shabbos. So maybe the Torah is saying that there is a greater chumrah on a woman who is a bas kohen and that if she is Bechalelet Shabbat, so she gets Sreifa, which according to Rabbi Shimon would be more chomer. So Yochel Afilu Chilulat HaShabbat, that there's a special din on a Bat Kohen. Talmud Lomar Ki Techel is not only the type of chilul we're talking about is a chilul that involves particularly znut. Okay, but znut might mean that even if she were not married. So maybe it means if a bat kohen, who is a pnuya, she goes around sleeping with people without marriage, then maybe she would be chayev sreifa. No, it cannot mean that. Nemar kan avia, says Beferish, et avia hi mechalelet. And we know that the lotion of avia is used in the context of a na'ara ha'murasa, because it says, hotzio petach bet avia. So just like over there, it's a reference to a case where she is a zona while married to a husband. It's not just talking about sexual activities, znus. It's talking about znus im zikat habal. So too, when it's talking about the bat kohen, it's talking about kitechel liznot while there is some zikat habal that's on her. That's what it's referring to. Well, maybe not. Maybe you're reading the pasuk wrong. How about if the pasuk would be said, bat kohen kitechel liznot et avia? Aha! Maybe that's how to read it. So if a bat kohen actually sleeps with her father, then beishti saref. Maybe that's what it means, as opposed to sleeping with anybody else. If she slept with anybody else, then she would not be chayef sreifa. How can you say that? If it says, et avia hi michalelet, so if it wouldn't have said the avia, michalelet, that would have meant that what? If it says avia mi michalelet, it's obviously referring to other people, because if she's sleeping with her own father, so then it's not her that's being mechalel at her father. It's her father that's being mechalel at her in the same way. He passes her a fraculous truma and so on and so forth. So how can you say if it says et avia hi mechalel at that, the way to read it is et avia. So therefore, we've got to be talking about other people, that she is the active one who is mechalel them. Okay, so it's got to be referring to she is Bechalelet Avia. So then what would be the point, according to this? So remember, we mentioned before that at Avia Mechalelet, that there's actually not even a chiev to be Mechabed, the father, as a Kohen. This is something the Gemara is going to be talking about later. It's mashma that this sugya doesn't hold like the Gemara later, that says she really is Mechalelet at Avia, and that it means that people no longer have to be Mechabed him for his kahuna and so on. So in this case, what's the point of saying et Avia hi Mechalelet? That is to tell me what we said before about the Gzeira Shava. Ne'amar kan Avia v'ne'amar lahalan Avia. So we talked about et Avia Mechalelet in terms of a bat kohen, and we talked about bringing her to the Sha'ar, which is Petach Beit Avia, to the Sha'ar of their husband, of her father's home. That was in the context of a Bas Yisrael. So just like over there, that's what we proved it by. Just like over there, in the case of the Na'ara Murasa Yisraelit, it's talking Beferish about a woman who had been Mizana when she was an Arusa to her husband, Afkan Znut Im Zikat Habal. But you could say, but wait a minute. So then if you have a Gzeira Shava, then just like over there, it was referring to a Na'ara HaMu'urasa. So in this case of a Bat Kohen, it should be Afkan Na'ara V'hi Arusa. But how do we know that a Na'ara who is Nesu'a, or a Nan-Na'ara, a Bogeret who is an Arusa, or for that matter, she's a Bogeret and also Nesu'a, or for that matter, she's an old woman who hasn't had a father for the past 50 years. I mean, are we also going to say at Avia in Mechalelet? I mean, how far does this extend? Afilu hiskina. How do we know that in such a case that we would still say that Bat Kohen ki techel is not it be'esht yisarev. Talmud Lomar u'bat kohen. All cases. Bat kohen, the extra vav, says it doesn't mean literally a bat. It doesn't mean literally emurusa to compare it to that element of the aviyah. It simply means she is born into a family of kahuna, and under any and all circumstances, she would be chayevet. Special din of sreifa, where no one else would have that din of sreifa. Okay, this actually is still smack bang in the middle of the sugya, I'm sorry to tell you. And as you can see, we've got a little bit of lengthy discussion coming up in the next Talmud, but it's all sort of a flow with what it is that we've done so far. And so let me just once again point out to you how simple the real issues are over here, in that all that it boils down to is really the interrelationship between skila and sreifa in the particular case of the bas kohen, which turns out to be the central machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, and one additional issue between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, which is the relationship between the Madichim and the Nidachim in an Ir HaNidachat. Once we get that straight, we end up with a clear-cut difference, according to which the Chachamim hold Skila is more chomer than Sreifa, and that's the Saif is more chomer than Chenek, and according to Rabbi Shimon, we end up with Sreifa being more chomer than Skila, and Chenek being more chomer than Sayek. All you need to do is put that in your pipes today and smoke it maybe 4 or 5 times, and it will all become second nature to me now, like breathing out and breathing in. And we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow for the daf.